And I ain't hear no trap in a minute. No, I'm about my business.
Rappers Got Podcast, episode 36. Is your host, Diggy Metro?
Bales Pagliacci.
We had to do it one time. Today we wanted to talk about the party lifestyle and artists focus on partying rather than focusing on the work. Initial thoughts from you.
I'm not a partier, never been a partier, never really found it too interesting or fun for me personally. So in my eyes, when I see certain artists or when I see artists that's kind of like glamorized as being the partier and the one that likes to be out in the clubs and dancing and all that shit. Yeah, it seems like to me, I'm also not the person that's going to say, yo, lock yourself in a studio for 24/7 for like 24/7. But at the same time, it's like, I'm not going to be partying all the time. I can definitely be in the house, probably working on my craft or just trying to focus on making more stuff, making things work inside my own life. Cause that's what my music complements.
I think that we're at the age where you understand work.
Yeah.
I think that I was an 18 year old kid making music, and I definitely was a partier. So I get where a lot of these people are coming from. I think I'm speaking more to, like, if you're a high school kid and you're partying, do it. Get it out of your system. All I'm saying is this, like, to people that are a little bit more aged and have experience in this game and are still partying on a constant basis, I don't think that your time is running out. But I think that you're definitely not expediting the process.
Yes.
And that's my biggest thing when it comes to music is like, yo, I think that if you put your head straight into it and you really go hard, I think that it could take 2 years. If you really know what you're doing and you're really going hard for the cause, I think that it could take a couple years and you could blow. Like, imagine what you've done over the past year.
Shit, it's been under a year. And it's like, I understand what you're saying.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm talking about you go heavy on it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know all the work that you have to do and you really go heavy on it. And I feel like you have taken your foot off the gas a little bit from as hard as you were going at one point.
Yeah, a little bit, tad bit.
Now, that's natural as artists because we go super hard and then we're like, damn, yo, I need a break.
Mm-hmm.
But like, imagine you never took your foot off the gas. Who's to say that you don't have a song with a million plays?
That's definitely true.
You know what I'm saying? And this is my thing. Like, I don't think that we work toward expediting the process because we have these lapses in judgment and we have these moments where we're like, we get into our artist shit where we're like, yo, I need a break. Yo, I need to relax. It's like, this is too much for me. And my thing is, what you're trying to achieve is fucking insane.
No,
like you have to actually put into perspective how hard it is to achieve what we're trying to achieve. This is not an easy feat. Like, this is something that 99% of people never get.
Because you got to win the hearts of others at all times, or for the most part at all times, and also just find a way to reach those hearts and
right.
Try to be good at the art to reach those hearts. It's like, it's a lot of shit. It's definitely a lot of shit.
But it's like, yeah, you have to go hard for a certain point of time with anything in life, if you want to get somewhere, right? Like, you really have to go balls to the wall and you have to be all in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the more partying you do on the weekends, the more that you're not focused on your craft and you are focused on all the outside shit because you have FOMO, like you're missing out on shit, right? I think that you're just prolonging what could have happened maybe 2 years ago if you would have just went heavy on it.
Yeah, and I think that even counts as, like, you know, chasing women or chasing men for the female artists out there, or just, you know, chasing trends or wanting to go on vacations and all these weddings and things. And yeah, you know, definitely don't want to say that you're supposed to completely negate the people that's in your life that's really important, but you got to really have a hierarchy of needs and understanding some of the shit, you know, I just got to pass on. Like, even, you know, people look at me as far as my friend group, they're like, oh, yo, I see you working hard and shit. But in my mind, I'd be like, yo, I could probably be definitely doing more. Not even probably, I can be doing more.
Yeah. There's a lot of artists out there who they look at people that promote working hard on a consistent basis, right? And they're always like negating that. Like, yo, you need to take breaks and you need to relax and you need to do this, and you need to do that. And how I look at it is, if you get to the goal,
mm-hmm.
you could take all the breaks in the fucking world.
Yeah. Because look at
like Kendrick. there's nothing but time at that point. Like, yo, and you do have to still work hard when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels a lot. I don't know if anyone's ever had money, but like when I had my highest paying job, like my first really adult job, I could take my foot off the gas a little bit because I was more comfortable.
Yeah, making money. Making that bank.
Then when you drop back down to a place where it's like, now I need to get it again.
Oh, shit,
There's less time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's less time for you to take your foot off the gas. Now I need to really work hard and I need to put my all into the shit. So like for everyone out there who's like, no, you need to still like take breaks and like acknowledge sleep and this and that. Yeah, for your health, for sure. And if you're going through some shit where it's like your mental can't keep up, then take a break.
Take
but if you're not experiencing that, go as hard as you can. Why are we promoting fucking relaxing when you're trying to get something incredible?
And especially if you're a younger artist listening, trust me, do all this shit. Try to go as hard as you can at that time because the older you get, the more problems just kind of end up coming out of nowhere. And, you know, I don't want to be like the pessimistic person, but it's true. How you deal with those things is up to you. But there's a lot of negative shit and there's a lot of things that happen as time goes on within life. So the younger you are, you know, you want to try to do your best to put your best foot forward. Like I said, if I would have knew all these things about like Facebook advertisements and marketing my music and also just kind of being true to me and, you know, talking about my stories. When I was like 18, 20, probably like at 27 now. I'm 28 actually. At 28 now, I probably wouldn't be here doing the podcast per se. Who knows where my career would have gone, you know. But once again, this is how my cards were dealt. So this is what I'm dealing with right now. So it's like I'm playing catch up, but I'm really not playing catch up.
Well, this is what I want all the artists out there who watch this show to acknowledge. Like me and Bales had to spend a lot of time trying to figure out this information, right? You have the information being given to you on a silver platter. So it's like what you do with this information is actually really beneficial for you. And knowing the information that we didn't know for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've been in the game trying to find this information, but you guys have it. We're doing it on a weekly basis for you guys to have the information at hand. So it's like, you need to take this information and run with it. We didn't have the information. So we could honestly say, yeah, it would have been nice for us to go and figure out the information sooner.
Yeah.
But if we were given this information at 18, both of our careers would be completely different.
Different.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not for us to shit on you guys and say like, you have to go through the processes that we went through. We don't want that at all. I want you to go and take this information and blow up with it. We've said this a million times on this podcast, but it's like, there's no excuse when you have the information. So a lot of the guys out there that are watching this podcast religiously and have the information, like if you're not doing something with it, then you should be. Like, I don't know what you're doing at that point if you're not doing something with this information because we're really giving it to you.
You know what it is? It's kind of like thinking, in a sense, time is on your side when it technically really isn't. I think that we're still in this whole mindset of thinking, yo, you know what? I could just blow up instantly from doing like minimal work. I can still blow up instantly without doing anything. All I need is one viral moment. All I need is one viral TikTok.
And you're wrong.
And that's exactly the wrong way to be thinking about it because it's not that easy and it doesn't work like that. And I think that's really the biggest issue, you know, that we have. You know, when you want to go out and partying, keeping your time preoccupied with other things. Like if this is your love, this is your passion, this is what you really want to do, then let it be that. Let that show within your actions. Let that show within in your behaviors. And like I said, for me personally, for myself, sometimes I do, you know, let the pedal go a little bit. I don't know how to fucking say that. But, you know,
take
my foot off the pedal. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Like, I don't fucking drive every day. But, you know, taking your foot off the pedal is good sometimes because you may need it to get your mind right. But then it's also about, you know, going steam for it, back right into it, jumping head first. Like, let me get back to the grind, which is what I'm doing right now.
I think, again, I want to point out to everyone that watches this, I think that sometimes we forget how crazy it is what we're trying to achieve. Like, yo, achieving $1 million is not easy. And in fact, majority of people who have ever lived never experienced that shit. I think when people view the rap game, they view all these millionaires and they think that that's just gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, bro, there's only so many people. Like, you're trying to get something that's fucking crazy. And that's why, like, when you're sitting there going, like, it's all good. It'll come to me one day. Like, it's not going to come to you if you don't work harder than everyone and you don't bust your ass. And here's the thing. The less breaks you take now, the quicker that shit comes.
And shit, we ran through the numbers before when we talked about how many artists is really making this amount of money and so on and so forth.
We put out all the stats. Exactly. Like, you know it's not easy. So it's like the thought process that, yo, it's going to come to me. I'm going to make it. Like, my millions are going to come. Some people thought the same shit 20 years ago and they are fucking UPS drivers or they're janitors, and nothing against those people.
Gotta get that money.
But those people had the same exact thought process as you. Yo, my money's going to come one day. I'm going to make it. It doesn't matter if I work hard right now. It's going to come regardless. And now they gave up on their dreams and they're working a completely different job, supporting their family by working every single day. And they probably don't even make music anymore. Or if they do, it's some like hobby that they have on the side. Like, yo, you're trying to achieve something incredible. So you have to put in incredible amounts of work.
I know this artist that's still to this day still trying to, you know, create music. I think I'm not sure of his entire age, but it's probably like 40. But it's like music isn't his sole purpose anymore. It's like more so just doing other shit and still trying to have that dream or that hope that, yo, this is going to be my time to blow. And it's like, if you don't really work hard, you're going to always keep that little spark of like, oh, it's just going to happen for me one day. But it's just not. It's really just not. It's not that easy. You got to really be able to put the work in. And it's like, when you think about going out, right? I don't go out much, so I really don't know the prices, but I'm pretty sure going out, you probably spend like $100, $150. I don't know. That's what I'm just assuming.
Why didn't you put that into the studio?
Exactly.
Why didn't you put that into beats?
Yeah, exactly.
Why didn't you put that into marketing?
And you're going out every night. I mean, every weekend, I'm probably.
Right. Like, yo, you need that unwind so bad from your job. Like, what are you doing for a living? If you're not a coal miner, like, I don't want to hear you fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, there's people that pretend like their job is like they're working in the mines and fucking suffocating.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, bro, if you work in a fucking office or you work at a retail store, like, I don't want to hear you that you need to unwind on Friday night so you have to go to a bar and get fucked up. Like, again, what is your mission? Because some people pretend like their job is so hard that they constantly need that unwind. Yo, I party. I had a hard-ass week at work. Like, what do you do for a living? I guarantee there's people that are working way harder than you.
And they're still able to fucking get their music done.
Right. Like, yo, we have to put into perspective that, like, again, there's not a time frame on when you can make it, right? But ideally, the sooner you make it, the better, right? We all could agree on that we would love to make it sooner than later.
I would say it's not like a specific time for you to make it, but that drive that you have to want to actually get it, I think that definitely varies the older you get.
Right. So now here's my next question for everyone. How bad do you want it? Like, let's be honest with ourselves. Let's take a look in the mirror, splash some water on your face, whatever you got to do to be alert. How bad do you actually want it? And I think that the first answer from everyone is going to be, I want it with everything I have. I want it. But it's like, okay, cool. What did you do last week? Because now I want to look at a timeline of what you did last week. Because that'll say everything. What did you do last month? That'll say everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, we lie to ourselves constantly and we tell ourselves that we want shit that we don't actually want because that's just what we've convinced ourselves. Oh, no, I do want it bad. How? What are you showing that shows that you want it bad? Like how much work are you actually doing? And that's why, like, I think artists constantly have to remind themselves and be real with themselves about the fact that, yo, recording a song does not mean that you're working hard.
And honestly, for me, I feel like that's the easiest part of the whole fucking situation.
Bro, not just for you, for everyone. Yeah, that is the easiest part, bro. If you're an artist, you should be working on music. That's the easy part. What did you do elsewhere? How else do you want it? Were you out there giving out fucking, I'm old, but handing out fucking flyers to your show? Were you out there doing all these things that like, yo, it doesn't seem like a lot of these people who claim to want to make it in this game, but every week on their fucking story, they're posting them partying, drinking, doing all this dumb shit. It doesn't seem like you're going at it like you want to make it. Like, yo, we watch all these documentaries of these kids at like Last Chance U or one of those things, mm-hmm. right? Where these kids, it's their last chance. They're trying so hard to make it in ball and you see how hard they have to work, right? That shit applies to you. Whether you want to acknowledge it or not, that shit applies to you. You have to work as hard as you can to get somewhere with this shit. And it's like a lot of you guys are not showing that in your daily life.
And a lot of that comes from just like educating yourself and just kind of staying in a loop and staying informed. So like even for me personally, I started to be more on Twitter, looking at music business stuff, trying to follow music business people. Also within that, listening to podcasts, trying to join specific groups. Also putting some of these strategies to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you
good
know,
point. Research.
You know what I'm saying? That's really what it comes down to.
Good point. Research. Like, how much research are you doing?
It can't just be music. Like, you got to go outside of music, because everybody in the industry tells you all the time, it's not really about your music. It's about kind of really, honestly, the marketability of what you're able to do.
Every person that watches this podcast knows that there are artists in the game that they are better than.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? There are artists that you yourself are better than, that are out there right now making money every day off their music. And the only reason why is because they work harder than you.
Mm-hmm.
And you could pretend like they're not working harder than you, but guess what? They are.
My friend just actually sent me a passage in a book where it basically was saying, like, the 10,000 hours thing is definitely real, but it's like past the 10,000 hours. Cause you know, a lot of people could put 10,000 hours. Like, who's really working hard? And like, if somebody's working hard, who is working harder? Like, that's what it really comes down to at the end of the day. Who is going to be there that's going to be like, you know what? This is what I'm doing right now, but I could be doing so much more. Let me try to see if I can get my foot into this. Let me see if I can get my foot into that. And if you don't take those times to really try to gauge how much more you could actually be doing, then you're always going to be stagnant. You're going to be in the same place.
Okay. 10,000 hours, right? It's 1.14 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, that's every hour of that year.
Mm-hmm.
So no one's expected to work every hour of a year.
Can't
right?
do that.
But what if you did that 10,000 hours within 5 years, right? Some of you are going to do it within 10 years.
Mm-hmm. That was me.
Like, some of you are going to do it within 15 years. You see where I'm going with it, though? Like, yo, some people aren't going to dedicate as much time as they need to their craft. And it's like, if it's only a year, every fucking hour of the year, but if it's only a year, why can't you do it within 5 years?
It's possible.
You know what I'm saying? Why can't you master your craft and learn it within 5 years or fucking 6 years or 7 years, regardless? Like, if you started doing this shit at 16, it doesn't sound that impossible. The problem is a lot of us don't want to work hard. I have lines on songs about that shit. And if I die before I make it, I wasn't working hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take accountability for the facts. You know what I mean? Like, you got to take accountability for the fact that it's not anyone but you that caused you to not make it. And I think that that's a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people, because they want to find someone to blame for it, or they want to find reasons, excuses. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's geographical. Like, where I'm from, location-based, it's just not built for that. And yo, you might be true. Where you're from might be actually holding you back a little bit, but why didn't you move then?
But the more you work, you start to realize it has nothing to do with those things. It really comes from you.
But it could be like, all right, cool. Say that there is a geographic location that it is harder to make it out of, right? Why didn't you move? Easier said than done, I understand. But like, how bad do you want it? That's what it's always going to come back to. How bad do you want
it? It's accountability.
Like, yo, these kids on Last Chance U, to bring this up, I just watched the basketball one, so like, I'm like all in on it, right? Mm-hmm. But like, yo, there's kids who, they went to Penn State, and they're all the way in LA playing at this this community college because that's their last shot to get somewhere. They flew across the country to live over in LA because it's their last chance.
That's what I think sometimes, too. It's just like, you know, for me personally, it's like when I look at it, it's like sometimes I feel like I don't have my back against the wall per se. And I'm definitely in the place of comfort.
Bro.
I'm definitely in the place of comfort. I can't even sit there and lie. And, you know, sometimes that does go into my mind. You know, the previous episode when we talked about competition and, you know, as far as in competing with myself. And I sometimes I think, you know, like, what is really stopping me from really going all out? Is there fear? Is there something that's like, is it comfort?
Comfort feels good, bro.
Yeah, it definitely feels good. And it doesn't feel like I got to like do too much, or like, you know, there's also that whole mindset of failure as well. Like, you know, what if I do all these things and I try to play these things properly and I do these things and, you know, it doesn't go my way. And I think that's a lot of the reasons why sometimes artists tend to get sidetracked or go different routes or do different things, just because it's like that fear of failure. You know what I'm saying? It's not even like the fear of missing out, but like, yo, I could try to do all this shit and it's probably going to end up wrong for me.
It's not just failure. It's adversity.
Yeah, fighting through it, yeah.
Some people can't fight through adversity. And yo, everyone wants to pretend like they're the star of the movie. And some people just aren't. Like, some people, and yo, as I'm saying all this, I hope that you guys are taking this as inspiration rather than taking it as a slight.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like everyone is capable, but I think that some people just don't have it in themselves to work through it all. I think some people, the second shit gets hard, they fucking give up. Like, for instance, an artist will work their ass off on their first album, right? Put their all into it. They're at the studio every week on their first project. Album drops. No streams. Because they didn't do any marketing. And instead of being like, all right, cool. Now I have a body of work. Now I need to work even harder. Put out my second project. Market my first project so I can get some followers and fans before I put out my second one. Instead of doing that, they just give up.
Yeah.
And it's the same. Bro, I mean, I played ball. When I got to college, it was a different sport entirely. I was used to being the man in high school. You know what I mean? Like, I was the man. Boys. I was the man in high school. I was the captain of the varsity team. Like, I was that guy. Then you get to college and you're playing against a bunch of guys who are also the man.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are more the man than you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm getting smoked out here.
Right. And now there's actual adversity. And I could honestly say that I didn't love it enough to put in my all. I really didn't.
Shit, I would
have
quit.
But it takes years to figure that out, you know? And I think that, like, I'm being honest with myself. I didn't love basketball enough to work through the adversity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I redshirted my freshman year. I had an injury. But I could have gone back the next year and took a crack at it. Instead, you know what I went to? Music.
No, I was saying, I did the same thing with when I played football. Like, I was, like, a freshman. It's like, I ain't getting no playing time. And I was like, I really don't give a fuck. I'm leaving.
I didn't love it enough.
It's not what the fuck I want to do anyway.
And that's what I'm saying about music for a lot of people. If you can't fight through the adversity, maybe it's time to be honest with yourself and tell yourself, I do not love this enough.
Yep.
Just like I say about basketball, I'm being real. You know what I mean? I'm just being real with myself. I don't love basketball enough as a player to where I would fight through the adversity for it.
But I really dead ass feel though that a lot of artists that are coming out are just chasing after the perception of what an artist is. It's like, you know, like I said, we've been doing music for 15 years, and I see a lot of people now that they all of a sudden they just started doing music, and it's like, oh, I always loved music. This has always been my passion. This has always been what I've been trying to do. It's like, no, you haven't. Because if that was the case, I would have been seeing you doing music, and we would have been doing something as far as music-wise.
What's funny is, like, a lot of people wouldn't do it when people were there to make fun of them for it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And that's, like, the kids, I admire the kids who do it in high school. Even if you're ass, I admire you who does it in high school and gets made fun of all the time and you just stick with it. You don't give a fuck what people think because it shows that you actually are passionate about it.
That was me.
A lot of people are afraid to get made fun of, so they don't come out as artists until they're way out of college and their friend group is small and no one's there to make fun of you.
I think this is when they start realizing, like, oh, you know what? I hate this job that I'm working. You know what's the best way to do it? Look at all these rappers. They got all this money. Let me just go be a rapper. And I think that's that mindset.
I love that conversation when artists come to the studio and they're like, yo, I'm just going to, you know, this is a quick bag. I'm just going to make some money.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right. All right, let's see how it works.
That's a very quick bag, my friend.
Yeah.
Very
ten year bag of misery.
Yes.
Like, let's see how quick it works. You know what I mean? Like, yo, people have the wrong perception of this shit.
But that's what I think ties in with the artist that's always, like, partying all the time and, you know, doing certain things that's outside of music. I don't think they're really ever in it for the music, per se, in the first place. They're more in it for the image.
Right. They like the image of it. They like the ego boost that it gives them. And some of them are dope as fuck.
Yeah, there'd definitely be some people that's not really in it. They'd be good.
You know what I mean? And, like, if they had it inside themselves to be, like, to just stick to the goal.
Music.
They'd probably make it, but a lot of them aren't going to make it, and it's because they don't have the work ethic.
Yo, I just dropped this album. Nobody heard this shit. Fuck this shit. I ain't doing this shit again. And then 3 years go by, and then it's like, oh, I'm dropping my second album. It's like, what the hell happened with those 3 years? What you was doing?
I'm going to be real. Like, I'm open hands with every artist that I see working hard.
Mm-hmm.
Any connections I have, because this is my thing. Like I'm a nobody, but, like, I have connections, right? And I will help somebody that I think is going to make me look good mm-hmm. because they also have that drive. I'm going to always help that person. I don't give a fuck what it's with. They could be asking me for anything, but I'm going to help them out because they show that drive. Now, on the flip side, the person who's 1 foot in and doesn't care about the shit, I'm not going to put my neck on the line for you. Just like if you know your boy is lazy and he needs a job.
You ain't giving it to him.
You're going to go and ask your boss for him to get a job?
Nope.
Nah, because you know that he's going to make you look bad. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people in this game are going to make you look bad. And you just have to acknowledge whether they're your friend or not. Like, it's not wrong to not have open hands with someone who's going to make you look bad, or they're not going to put in the work that you know is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the sooner you realize that, like, yo, if you're sitting at home and you're in a little, like, a rap collective or a rap group, and there's just people that are, like, stringing along because you're, they're like, there. You're hitting them up constantly and asking them to get on records, and you have to go out of your way to, like, get them down, yo, drop them.
You're wasting your time.
Drop them. Like, I wish I listened to a lot of people in my life that told me that a long time ago. Yo, yeah. Those people aren't about shit. And I'm like, nah, because I believed in them. But the reality of it is, like, they were right.
And they wanted to do everything else but the fucking music and get the shit done.
All the partying.
Yep.
You know what I mean? All the partying. And it's like, the partying will not get you to your goal. What you can do at parties is network. Mm-hmm. What you will not do at parties is network.
Yep. You just want to get there drunk, smoke, fuck some bitches.
Because going there with the intention of networking is not partying the same way that a lot of you are exhibiting.
But there's definitely people that do that, which is the smartest thing to fucking do. 100%. But for the most part, it's like, let me just get wasted.
Yeah, yo, if you're going out there with business cards, you're going out there with the little fucking ring thing that you could tap the back of somebody's phone and all your socials pop up. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going out there and you're getting a bunch of followers because you're talking to people and you're going, yo, follow me on Instagram.
Yep.
Like, by all means.
I
think you're making the right move at that point.
I just actually went out for my birthday and I was wearing like the 937 shit. And then some girl asked me like, oh, what is that? She's like, oh, I was like, I make music and this is my brand. She's like, oh, that's what's up. And I was like, yeah, you want to take my Instagram? She's like, yeah, if you make a sweater, I'll buy one. I was like, oh shit, probably lying, but we'll see. But that's, you know, I went there to get a little bit drunk and just enjoy myself. But at the same time, I was still on a mission like, oh shit, let me just, you know, make sure I make a connection here. Try to get some money out of this. Some money,
my
somehow.
Birthday was last week. You know what I did for my birthday?
What? Wow.
I managed a fucking retail store.
Hey, man.
Like, again, I have people hitting me up saying, enjoy your day. Enjoy your day. What are you doing today? And I'm like, I'm going to work.
I'm working.
And they were like, don't forget to enjoy yourself. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to enjoy myself a lot when the mission is complete. Like, exactly. That's how I feel every single day. It's how I wake up. Like, I'm going to really enjoy myself when the mission is complete. Like, I'll feel satisfied at that point.
It's all about delayed gratification, not the instant gratification, which is another thing that pops up a lot in this artist world. Like, yo, this shit is going to happen overnight. Like, nah, bro. Like, at this point, when this shit works for me, it's like, I deserved it. And not only because I deserved it, because it was handed to me, because I worked for it and I put the fucking steps in. You know what I'm saying?
We've also talked about it in the past. Like, I'm so happy I didn't make it when I was trying to make it initially.
Because I'd be fucked.
I would have probably gotten robbed.
Yeah.
I would have made all the wrong decisions. You know what I mean? Like, now that I'm at a point where I know enough, it would be a lot more fruitful for me to make it. And I think that people don't acknowledge that enough. Like, that whole trust the process mentality.
Mm-hmm.
It's real, bro. Like, you have to trust that, like, if you're sticking to the right moves, then when you make it will be the time that you're supposed to make it. But, like, you have to be sticking to the right moves. And you can't let those little roadblocks get in the way of shit. Because, again, what you're doing is monumental for not just you, but everyone around you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why would that be easy?
And that's the part sometimes my friends don't understand, or they didn't used to understand back when I was, you know, like, I'm not, like I said, I don't go out much. I'd rather stay within myself and stay by myself. But within that, that's what all my music is kind of talking about at this point now. It's like, I'm more in tune of who I am, and now I can put that in my music, which makes me a fucking better artist just because I wasn't trying to go party. And, you know, like, all these things really start tying in together when you really think about them. I mean, if you want to be those people that, you know, you are a partier person, but you really are an artist, you know, there's definitely those artists that make that type of music and, you know, what's kind of good for the club setting, all those things of that nature. But for the most part, a lot of times you guys aren't really even doing that. You're just going out, just getting wasted and just like, yo, I'm living the rapper lifestyle without actually being a rapper.
You want to do both? Why don't you work on a track? All right, you get out of work at 5 o'clock. Work on a track till 10 o'clock. Go to the party. If they're friends with you, put this song on at the party. See how people fuck with it.
Let that shit rock.
Like, you can do both, but you have to just have the goal in mind. You have to understand what you're doing it for, and you have to understand, like, yo, if I want to do both, it's possible, but I have to do it in the right way. And I think a lot of people get that shit fucked up because I think they think that it's a lot easier than it really is. And this shit is very hard. And if you're in it for instant gratification and you're in it to make it within the first year, like, best of luck and more power to you. I hope it happens. But chances, excuse me, chances are it's not going to happen. So you have to work your ass off.
And honestly, if it does happen for you, can you hit the fairy sound for me? Hopefully a fairy godmother is there to help you to achieve that within the year. Because there's no other way.
And facts.
There's really no other way. Anything else is an anomaly. I was even just watching the shit on TikTok with Lil Nas X, and he was just like eating pizza in like 2019 or some shit. And he was just talking about how Old Town Road was doing good and the numbers. And like, now look at him now. You know what I'm saying? And I know he signed the deal, and people may have their biased opinions about him, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, it's just like, even for him, that shit didn't really happen overnight. He was still talking about this shit in 2019 as it was still building up as far as a come up. And I know everybody, you know, we're heavy on TikTok as well. And I know everybody's like, yo, TikTok, 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 you're going to blow up, you're going to blow up, you're going to blow up. But even that shit takes fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
It's been taking fucking a long time just to get to the 3,000 followers we got. And it's like a long way to fucking go to 100,000. And it's like, it takes fucking time. It takes constant posting. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of fucking time. I'm going to say that shit again. It takes a lot of fucking time. So, you know, just remember what the fucking goal is and always keep that shit in mind. Because once you start losing that shit, you start doing shit that you're not supposed to be fucking doing. And then that's just going to set you back more than it's going to set you forward.
And I want to look at the camera real quick. And I want to just point to you, because you're exactly who we're talking to.
Yep.
It's don't point the finger at your boy who's lazy. We're talking to you. If you're watching this, I'm assuming that you have not made it yet. And we're talking to you. Like, stop all the bullshitting. Get to work. If you can't fucking take all the heat at one time and you need a little break, take the break. But like, get right back to the work after, because this shit is time-based. And you can make it if you just stick to the goal. So we're talking to you.
I don't have nothing else. For the whole time, when you was pointing, I feel like you was like the Uncle Sam shit. it was a picture in my head.
It's fine. If people want to see me as Uncle Sam, that's fine.
Yeah. I'm fucking dead.
All right, guys. Rapper's Guide Podcast. We're signing out. This is Diggy Metro.
Phil Spagliacci.
Peace out, guys.